Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Templehead football coach Rod Carey, his squad getting ready for a key American Athletic Conference game as they welcome a very good Central Florida squad to town for a Saturday night game at the Link. And before we look ahead, let's look back. Last time out, you guys took a tough trip down to Dallas to play a very talented SMU team, fell short 45-21, and you're not the first team that SMU has had success on offense. What were your takeaways from that one?
Well, I think they're a good team, like you said. I think they played really well and executed at a high level on Saturday. And then on the flip side of that, I think we executed about as bad as we have all year. And so you put those two things together, you're going to get a game like that. And with that being said, we still had our moments where, you know, it was a two-score game down by 10 a few times and just couldn't claw our way back into it. So that's what I kind of take of that.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I mean, you know, you struggled on the scoreboard, but the kids kept battling and kept putting themselves in position where maybe one or two plays would change. You had to be pleased with that.
Yeah, our kids battled their rear ends off. Amidst not playing real good, they played hard. And so anytime you got that as a platform, you got yourself a chance. And I still really, really like this team and the way they're battling, the way they're going about it. So, you know, we'll get some things corrected here and get back to work because we have that good foundation.
Five games left in the regular season. Obviously, you're always looking to get better. Are there specific things, specific focuses right now as you kind of make the turn for the home stretch of the regular season?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly after last week, big play on defense and third and fourth down, and then offensively, you know, staying on the field on third down, you know, getting some consistency in that run game back. And then, you know, we had some drop balls. So there are certainly enough things to go around that we all had to take a hard look at ourselves yesterday and address.
So next up, UCF. This is a team that's had a lot of success here as of late. Another team, I think the third straight team you're going to play that's averaging more than 40 points a game. They're coming off a win over East Carolina. When you look at them, what's the first thing that jumps out at you on tape?
Well, they're explosive on offense, and then you flip that on the defensive side, and you wonder what you're going to see, but they're really explosive on defense as well. You got guys that can run around and certainly execute in the open field. So it's just overall a really explosive and talented team.
When you talk about their offense, like I mentioned, it's unusual for anyone to face three straight offenses like you're facing here in Memphis, SMU, and Central Florida. I know Memphis and SMU, there wasn't a lot of similarities in how they got to the big numbers. Is there anything that Central Florida does that you draw on the last two opponents, or once again, is it kind of a separate animal completely?
No, this one has some similarities to Memphis for sure with the tempo and, you know, some of the personnel groupings that they play with. So there's some carryover for sure, some similarities. But yet again, there's enough differences that, you know, we really got to go to work and dissect those things and get those things hammered out this week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.